Hello and welcome to the Thursday, December 13th, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. SecureAlert has an interesting write-up about a network that they call Dexter. It does focus on point-of-sale devices, I guess to make Christmas shopping more interesting. At this point, it's not known what is exactly used to infect those devices, but in the past, we have seen, for example, just weak remote admin passwords being used to break into point-of-sale devices. Now, once installed, this particular malware will then scrape memory for cardholder information. The point of sale device, if they are done well and there's actually a certification process some of them went through, they're not going to store any of that data on disk. So the malware relies on actually intercepting the credit card data while it's still in memory and apparently has the ability to find and extract complete cardholder information. SecureAlert compares it a little bit to skimmers. If you remember, skimmers are these hardware devices that are being installed sometimes to swipe credit card information. However, this particular malware, of course, does it all in software without actually anybody having to go to the device and install it. While we're talking smart devices, Samsung smart TVs are under attack. A demo of a vulnerability that was released just as a video shows how an attacker could get complete control over the device remotely. The Samsung smart TVs do run a version of Android and of course are susceptible to all the various vulnerabilities that Android is susceptible to, and I doubt smart TVs are in everybody's patching roadmap, so you may not necessarily stay up to date with your TVs. There isn't of course that much you can do with a smart TV if you have it exploited, but as people use them more as normal browsers, as desktop PC replacement, of course that's going to change. These smart TVs, for example, can connect external USB storage. That could be a problem. And then some of them include microphones and cameras that can then, of course, be used to listen in and look in at a room they're installed in. And well, it's just about a day since we got the last set of Microsoft patches, but there's already a new and sort of interesting vulnerability. Turns out that JavaScript can be used in an explorer to retrieve mouse coordinates even if the browser window is minimized. Now, this doesn't sound like a huge issue, it's really more sort of a privacy leak, but it could be used, for example, as demonstrated by the finder of the problem to detect what numbers you're dialing on a Skype client, for example, or maybe if you have one of those soft tokens or such that asks you to enter a PIN via mouse clicks, then you would be able to retrieve the coordinates that the user clicked on. And with that, you can maybe deduct what the PIN number is to unlock that particular software. So at this point, it doesn't sound like a huge issue, but something that Microsoft will hopefully fix soon. There isn't really much you can do as a user. Apparently, it has been seen in the wild by web-based advertisements that try to figure out what you click on a page. I think it's probably more unintentional that they then also receive the coordinates as you leave the Internet Explorer window. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.